Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning some Pachad Yitzchak together, B'siyata D'Shemaya, Maimer Samach Beis. And this Maimer is Mamish Pilei Plos, Rabbi Yitzchak. Says the Rav, this should be a schus, by the way. Oh, so many Yidden need schuyos. Ilana Simon Bas Miriam, she should find his evil kagum. Ari Binyamin Ben Sarah Machla, he should find his evil kagum. Tumi Madina Bas Karuni, she should have refuah shleima. Yehuda ben Sion ben Naomi, he should have refuah shleima. Yoel ben Esther should have refuah shleima. Avraham Yitzchak ben Esther should have refuah shleima. And bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeihem. Kulam. And Lilui Nishmas, Alexander Zusha ben Rabbi Yosef. The Ishtoi, Chana. My sweetest friends, Maimer Samach Beis and Parad Yitzchak on Pesach. Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim Lebanim Huzkar B'Torah Paham Apam. And there are a number of times in the Torah where the Torah mentions the mitzvah to relate Yetzias Mitzrayim to the children. But only one time does the Torah tell us when to be Mesapri Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'gadat lebincha b'yom ha'hu, the day of the Yetziah. On the 15th, we're supposed to tell Yetzias Mitzrayim. Who's the son? Who is told v'gadat lebincha? There are four sons. Do you know who the v'gadat lebincha is? That's the b'sheinu yodei lishol. Like, oh my goodness. Now the kiyum amale, the complete fulfillment of mitzvah sipri yitzis mitzrayim, is derech sheila v'tshuva, question and answer. When the son is the she'enu yodei lishol, so then this kiyum of sheila and tshuva is chaser, is lacking. So we have to understand what's going on over here. Why, when we talk about the pasuk that tells us when to be mesaper yitzis mitzrayim, that all important pasuk of bayom ahu leimor, that pasuk is talking dafka to the she'enu or the elishol. There's no she'ela v'tshuva. V'gadat lebincha. And that's a lacking kiyum. That's not a complete kiyum of the mitzvah. The complete kiyum is she'ela v'tshuva. And here, there's no she'ela v'tshuva. So why, in a very Hutnerian question, why dafka here, where we tell us when to say Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, at this central juncture, that we're told to tell our children about Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? Are we told to tell them in such a way that's not the ideal way of doing it? The ideal fulfillment is when they ask. And here there's no question. There's just an answer. It's the Sheni Odei Lishol. The son who doesn't know how to ask. So that's Os Aleph in Maimer Samach Beis. And we continue. The Ikar of the Parasha of V'Higadat Lebincha is talking about Kedushas Bechora. And this mitzvah of v'higadat lebincha is woven into the mosaic of kedushas habechora, or in the lashon hazav of Rav Hutner, v'chol atzma shel mitzvah zushel v'higadat lebincha ina ela ne'ereges berikmas kedushas habechora. U'malach advarim kachu. And the explanation of the connection between v'higadat lebincha and kedushas habechora is as follows: we know the Torah says kabed es avicha ve'es imecha. So Chazal darshan from the extra vit that you have to also in Ksubas Kuf Gimel you have to be mechaber achicha gadol, and the Gra explains ki kemosha kavra avos magia lemitzat shehim aschol leklol yus hatolados kemokain yeshla lebechor chelik baaschol shel shar olados havlados haboy macharov, that the reason we include, we learn the mitzvah to be mechaber your oldest brother, your older brother, in the context of the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, from the extra V in Kibud Av V'Em, is because you're honoring your parents, because they are the beginning, they are the root of their children. So too, the Bechor has a chelek, has a portion, in the birth of the coming children. So therefore, when you're mechabed the Bechor, achicha gadol, some hold it's older brother, but some hold that it's the oldest brother. So when you're mechabed the achicha hagadol, so that kavod that you're giving him is from the same place of the kavod you're giving your parents. Your parents, you're giving them kavod because they are the root of their children, of their offspring. And the bechor also has a portion in the birth of the coming children. Why is that? How is the bechor have a chelik in the children that come after him? Hatanugo atzar she'ole al ha'ovas b'mitziyusa shel ha'bechor mis'arev u'mismazeg l'toch etzem koach ha'olado shel ha'ovas. The pleasure or the pain that the avos feel from the existence of the Bechor is assimilated and mixed in to the very procreative, is that a word? And they procreate? And they have more children? Into the etzem koach ha'olada shel avos. Into their koach ha'olada, their power of having children is impacted by the pain or pleasure that they feel from their Bechor. And therefore, the mitzius of the Bechor becomes a very subtle part of the future children. Because the feelings, the emotions that the parents feel towards the Bechor now affects the parents and their future children. And therefore, Lashon HaKodesh understands the Bechorah to be like a second fatherhood. What's Av? Av is a father, meaning Aleph, Beis, Rishon, and Sheni. And then after the Beis, you have the Bechor, Beis, Chaf, Reish. Beis is in, it's two, which is the second of the, from 1 to 10. Chaf, which is 20, which is second in the tens category. And Reish, 200, which is second in the hundreds category. Beis, Chaf, Reish. So that's the Bechor. And that comes after Av. Av is Rishon and Sheni, the beginning, who brings on the second. And then from that second base comes the Bechor, which is all seconds. In individual and single numbers, its base is the second, Chaf is the second in double digits, and Reish is second in triple digits. And not only that, but the base of Bechor starts from the Beis of Av. Because the Bechor is really fatherhood in its second edition. Because as we explain, the Metzius of the Bechor is Mashpi on the parents, and their Tanug, or their Tsar that they have from the Bechor, is assimilated into their being and into their procreative abilities. And that's so beautiful how Bechor is the Beis of the second Beis of Av. Starts with that base, second fatherhood, and then Chaf Reish, it's all second. After the fatherhood, it's like the Madura Shnia. It's fatherhood in its second edition. And now we can understand very beautifully the meriting of Yaakov Avinu in the Bechor. Before he got it, the Torah tells us, Vayigdalu ha'ne'arim. Before he bought the Bechor from Esav, it says that the lads became gedolim. Why before? Why is it important for us to know that before Yaakov bought the Bechor, he became a gadol? Because Ad Shekineses HaGadolim Birchas Kriya Shema wrote down the description of gedol de'a. What's that? Gedol de'a. There's this notion here of a hanhaga that's besod gadlus hadas, das of gedula, of greatness. Zelu mazeh, there's also katnus hadas. If there's gedol daya, there's also ktan daya. There's big das and there's small das. And as Rafutner explained in his Ma'amarim to Rosh Hashanah in the year 1957, if I'm not mistaken, Tavshin Yud Zayin. Ki legabei ha'anhaga shel shidud ma'arochos ha'teva v'chidush ha'olama so'omedes besod gadlus hadas. So when we're talking about changing nature, chidish in the world, that's gedol de'a. Kel Baruch Gedol Deya Hichinu Fal Zarei Chama. That's the Godless Hadas. And then, what's Katniss Hadas? Kiyum Ha'olamos. Those are the rules of nature. Chiddush is Gedol Deya. renewing the world, shidud ma'arachos hateva, supernatural occurrences, that's gadlus hadas. Katnus hadas is kiyum ha'olamos, the continuing of the existence of the worlds. Nature. And that also applies to those who are created. We never find that there was any Kabbalah in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. They were never Makabel Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach Midatam. They never accepted upon themselves. It was given to them. Whereas the obligation to keep the 613 mitzvahs, that is Nasa V'nishim of Har Sinai. That's Kabbalah. That we accepted upon ourselves. V'heim heim advarim, that's exactly what we're saying. The seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach are shayach to the Seder and Hagav Chukei HaTeva V'kiyum HaOlamos. Maral says, Sheva mitzvahs connected Shevi Me'a Binyan of Bereshis. That's all part of being in the world of nature, of keeping society functioning properly. And therefore, they don't need Das to be Mechadesh, these mitzvahs. They only need Das to be Mekayim, these mitzvahs, to guard the mitzvahs. But they're not Mechadesh anything, because that parallels nature. Nature exists, and it just has to keep existing within its framework. So to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, which are part of nature, there's no chiddush there. There's just a continued existence within that framework. Tayag mitzvahs are different. Tayag mitzvahs are shach to chiddush ha'olam. That's the idea of Torah and chiddush ha'Torah. The beginning of the chiyuv is rooted in the koach ha'chiddush shel hadas. A person has chidush of das, and in that chidush, he is mekabel upon himself b'ratzon the 613 mitzvahs. So the 613 mitzvahs is gadlus hadas. That's chidush. That's something new. The 613 mitzvahs are above nature. And therefore, we needed a chiddush. We needed to be makabel upon ourselves actively. These mitzvahs, without us, they wouldn't have existed. The 613 mitzvahs, if we weren't makabel them. They only exist in so far as we accept them. Or they only obligate us in so far as we accept them. That's the chiddush. We have to be mechadesh tayag mitzvahs. Because that's what Torah does. Torah is chiddush. Torah is renewal. Torah is outside of the realm of nature. Torah is not just what's constant, what's a given. Whereas the Sheva mitzvahs, that's a constant and a given. And therefore, and the reason Sheva Mitzvahs correspond to nature. Nature is a constant and a given. The Sheva Mitzvahs are a constant and a given. And therefore, they didn't have to be accepted. There was no Chiddush involved. They were just sort of there. And the only way, the only reason the Goyim need to use their Das is to preserve and guard these Sheva Mitzvahs. But there's no Chiddush involved. There's nothing new. There's no new revelations. Whereas Torah is new, is chiddush, is we're makabel upon ourselves, because Torah is above, it's shidud ma'arachos hateva, it's above nature, changing nature, and that's the godless hadas. It's interesting, according to this, how ketanim also have to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. An 11-year-old kid, as long as he has das, basic level of das, he has to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs, because for Sheva Mitzvahs all you need is katnas hadas. For Torah, you need godless hadas, you need to be a bar mitzvah. Even if you have a lot of seichel, a very bright 11-year-old, he's not chayiv yet, because he's not yet on the level of godless hadas. Hanhogas ha'ashgacha p'yamidah shel gedol deyam mishteyachas l'seder Torah mitzvahs hanizona mikocha shel das to godless kanam. V'ilu hanhogas ha'ashgacha p'yipucha shel amidah gedol deyam shayachas l'seder shel shevim mitzvahs shenetzuchem el mizona shel das to godless kanam. So the hashgacha of Gdol Deya is shaykh to Torah and mitzvahs. That's godless hadas. That's chiddush. That's above nature. The hashgacha of the opposite of Gdol Deya of katnas hadas. That's the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And that's all within the realm of nature. And there's no chiddush. And now we go back to the inyan habuchora. La'amito shel davar, when you're in the world of das, of katnas, Esav is the bechor. Because we explain that the koach of the Bechor is that the mitzius of the future children emanate from the father and are impacted by the feelings the father has towards the Bechor. And in the world of Teva, Yaakov is Taluy in Esav. In the world of Teva, Esav was born first. So if you're in the world of Teva, if you're in the world of Katnis Hadas, Esav is Taka the Bechor. And that's what it means, that when there was the Avos, they split up the worlds, said Esav, Yaakov got Olam Haba, Esav got Olam Hazeh. Because the Anhag of Gluy of Olam Hazeh, which is Teva, the Mahalach is Das of Katnis, and therefore Esav is the winner. Esav is this world. Esav is Mechweli Kayom is Bechor Eschali. Today, this is what he's talking about, today. This world, nature, Hinanuchi Olech Lamus, Lamazeli Bechora, that's Esav. Esav is Das of Katnis, of Teva, of this world. But then, when we change from Midas of Katnis Hadas to Godless Hadas, then the Bechorah now goes to Yaakov. And that's why, so beautifully now, I think this is worth about $10,000, easy. Before Yaakov buys the Bechorah, it says, Vayigdalu Hanearim. Because at this time, where they go from the realm of Katnis, and Yaakov now goes into Godless Hadas of Gdula, and Esav also becomes a Gadol, Vayigdalu. Now is Yaakov's Shiltom. Esav's Shiltom is when they're Ketanim. When in the realm of Godless, Yaakov is the true Godless Hadas and not Esav. And from the Avos to the Banim. Kishegia Shas Ma'avar, when the time of transition comes, Mikadnus LeGadless, Bechlalius Olamos, from small to big, in the general makeup of the world, when there is a change in leadership from nature and the existence of the world of the Sheva Mitzvahs to a world of miracles and wonders and Tayag Mitzvahs and Chiddush and Nisim. So perforce, in this moment of transition, the Bechora is going to appear. When is this time that the Bechora appears? When there's the transition from the world of nature to the world of Torah, and the world of nature to the world of the supernatural. When does that happen? I'll tell you exactly when that happens. Chatzos HaLayla. Vayehi b'chatzi HaLayla. And the Bechor of the Bechoros of the Mitzrim were killed. B'socha shel Knesses Yisrael, genuzim em kol ha'oret shel shid l'morachas ha'teva, v'chidu shalomis al pi ha'seder shel Torah mitzvahs, v'pnei shel Knesses Yisrael, hi ha'nose ha'chai shel ha'naga b'midas gedol deya. From within the Jewish people is stored all the lights of changing nature and renewing the world based on the order of Torah and mitzvahs, because the Jewish people are the living bearers of the leadership of the rule of Gedol Deya. And therefore, since we're the Gedol Deya, we have the Godless Hadas. So that moment where the Jewish people were kona their mitzias, and the Hanhaga was Mishtana from Katnis Hadas to Godless Hadas, at that moment the Bechora has to appear. And that's what Makas Bechoros is. The Bechora of the enemy was destroyed, and the Kedushas HaBechora of the Jewish people was revealed. Mitoch Makazu, Kansa La Knes Yisrael Es Mitziyusa, V'chol Zeu M'pnei Shechiluf HaBechora Ma'avar Me'enagas HaMidah Shel Das to Kadmus, V'enagas HaMidah Shel Gedol Deya. And that's because that the changing of the Bechora is the transition from Das of Katnis to Gedol Deya. And that's what Knesset Yisrael is. We are the chariot. We are the bearers of this Midah of Gedol Deya. And it's so beautiful that Chazal tell us that that's really when Kadosh Baruch Hu officially gave over the Bechora to Yaakov, that the selling of the Bechor of Yaakov to Esav to Yaakov was complete, was Makas Bechoros. So it started there with Yaakov's Gedol Deah, concluded at Makas Bechoros, and then the Jewish people were chosen to be the Bechor. And that's the Gadlus Hadas, that's the Gedol Deah, that's the world of Chiddush, that's the world of the supernatural, and that's the Jewish people who on some level are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the Av, and we are the Ben, we are that Bechor, we are second to Him, we are supposed to continue His Mahalach. It says, Brak Hara De Avuha, the Son is like the leg of the Father, because the leg takes you places, you advance, you become a Mahalach, like the Malachim are called Omdim, and a person is called a Mahalach, he goes, and where the Father wasn't able to go, where He had to stop, the Son is supposed to continue. So too, Kiviyachol, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu left off, when He created the world with His Shidud Ma'arachas HaTeva, and Chidush, we're supposed to take over from there, from the Av to the Ben, to the Bechor, Ben is also Melech and Binyan, we're supposed to build up what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, but we're the Bechor, we're really the all the other Toldos, everything comes, like Rav Kook famously says, Knesses Yisrael is Tamsis HaAvaya, that the source, the Spitz of all creation, as the Jewish people, and everything emanates from us. And Ein Ma'al Asot, we're Gedol Deya. We're the supernatural. We're the Bechor. And everything else is a Hemshech of us. It's a big responsibility. There's a sefer I'll direct you to that talks more about this called Laila Kayom Yoyer by Rabbi Avram Baum. Look there on page 80. And also Kovetz Chachmei Lev, from Rabbi Cheskel Weinfeld Shlita. We've had a number of shiurim, so we had a shiur on how the Bechor, the connection between, we were talking about the importance of Zikaron, and Bechora, Zikaron, is memory. So there we spoke about this Yaakov and Esav and Makas Bechoros, and those are good hashlamas for what we're saying here. Continues her footner, V'darkam shel galim lovo b'chabura, and it is the ways of waves to come in groups. V'gal echad shel or korei l'mishneyu, and one wave of light calls to the next. V'hinenu nechonim achshav l'krat ha'ara, ki mitzvat tfilin rikuma gamhi l'tocha shel parashat ha'bchora. And now we're ready for the light, that the mitzvah of tfilin is also woven into the fabric of the parasha of Bechora. What is tfilin doing with Bechora? Mitzvah tfilin huskara rishona b'parasha zu shel kadesh li kol bechor. In the parasha of Kaddish Likol Bechor, we have the mitzvah of tefillin. All the parashiyos in the tefillin are about what, sweetest friends? Yes, you guessed it, Kedushas HaBechora. Which then we have to beg the question, what is the relationship between tefillin and the Bechora? Mokom anochas tefillin hu mokom shebo mocho shel tinok rofef. Kolomar oso chelek hamoach asher ha-ma'avar min das de kadnus l'das de gadlus nechkak bo. So beautiful. Where do you put your tefillin? So anyone who ever learned hochas tefillin remembers that you put your tefillin on the place where a baby's head is soft. In other words, you put your head on that place where the transition from the das of kadnus to the das of gadlus is imprinted. That part that used to be soft when it was a katan, and now it's hard that it's a gadol. So it's so beautiful when somebody becomes a bar mitzvah, by putting on tefillin, he's showing his gadlus hadas, that place where originally it was soft, and he had a gather of katnus hadas, and now he has gadlus hadas, which is, that's the spitz, that's the second time this year I've said that word? That's the yisod of Klal Yisrael in the world. That we're the gedol day. We have that godless hadas of shidud ma'arachos hateva, of changing nature, and of chiddush and of Torah. At the moment of Makas Bechoros, the Jewish people were zocha to the mitzvah of tefillin. Hazman ve'amakom makbilim ze lezeh u'mishtalvim ze bazeh. The time and the place are parallel to each other, and fitting together well with each other. V'rega ha'ma'avar, midas de katnas ladas de gadlus, nesiachid mokom amavar midas de katnas ladas de gadlus. La seis al gabo kedushas tefillin. At the moment of the transition from das of katnas of the world of teva to das de gadlus of changing nature, of accepting Torah, of responsibility, of Bnei B'chor Yisrael, of being the Hemshech of the Father of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kviyachol. At that moment of Makas B'choros, we now have the mitzvah of tefillin, because tefillin is placed on the head where we see the difference. At that place where the baby's head is soft, there you see the ma'avar, you see the transition from Kadmus Hadas to Gadlus Hadas. And dafka, there is where we put in our tefillin. That's the Kedushas HaBechorah, and that's the tefillin. Tefillin is on that place of godless hadas, what used to be katnis hadas, and is now godless hadas. And that's the Bechor, and that's Yaakov. Yaakov in the world of miracles, in the world of supernatural, in the post-Makas Bechorah's world, he's godless hadas, and he truly deserves the Bechorah. V'yesh lanu b'zeh omek l'fni me'omek. And if this wasn't deep enough for you, says Rav Huttner, m'gait noch tifer. We're going to go even deeper. So put on your snorkel, we're going down low. V'yu'yein Ramban shekosev ala pasuk l'zikaron bein einech anemer v'parashizu. Give a kick arayin in Ramban and the pasuk of l'zikaron bein einech. That the makom of zikaron is reishis hamoach. Kolomar, k'sheyesh b'chora ba'olam, yesh b'chora b'seichel. K'shem, just like there's b'chora ba'olam, there's a b'chora in the world, so too there's a b'chora in the seichel. The b'chora in the world is the beginning of the revelation of the koach ha'olada. That's the revelation of the power to give birth, the ability to give birth. And therefore, since it's the reishis, what happens afterwards is talui in that bechor, as we discussed earlier. But we also have in the seichel, we have hanachas yisod, we have muskalos rishonos. We have these assumptions, these automatics, these what they call today no-brainers, a muskal rishon. And everything stems from that. That's the reishis gilui koach haseichel. That's the beginning of the revelation of the koach haseichel. And then everything that comes after that is talui in these muskalos rishonos, in these hanachos yisod. So this hanachos yisod, this muskal rishon, this first notion, this first understanding, that's the madreig of bechorah in this seichel. And therefore the Ramban writes, Zikaron Bein Einecha, where do you put it? Reishis Hamoach. In other words, that part of the brain where a child's head is soft, that is the beginning of the Gilui HaSeichel. That's where it starts. That's where the Zikaron has to be. The Zikaron Bein Einecha. That's the Reishis Hamoach. Where the thoughts, you put your tefillin, and that place of the muskal rishon of the first thought. And the Ramban is explaining to us why, what the reason is that we say tefillin, we have the mitzvah of tefillin in the parasha of the mitzvah of Kiddush Bechorah. And the Ramban explains that Kiddush's Bechorah is a klal, because in this Kiddush of Bechorah, betocho, Nechlalim reishis koach ha'ilado v'reishis koach ha'seichel. We have the beginning of the koach ha'olado, and we have the beginning of the koach ha'seichel. So when you talk about bechorah, you have bechorah and koach ha'olado, your firstborn, and then you also have in the brain. The koach ha'olado of the brain, what's the beginning of the koach ha'olado of the brain? What's the bechorah? That muskal rishon, that first assumption that a person makes. Before anything. And just like the firstborn is holy with respect to the mitzvah of pidyon, so too the reishis hamoach, the first of the brain, the muskal rishon, that place of the initial thoughts of the prima facie thoughts. Did I say that right? Is that the right word? That place is the Makom HaTefillin. So we have the rachis of the vlados, of the children, the kedusha of Pidyon HaBen, and we have the rachis HaMoach, which is the kedusha of Tefillin. And from this, says Maran Zatzal, we have a lot of lights and illusions that somebody whose heart desires closeness to God and is filled with wisdom can understand. Yishmach Acham v'yosif lekach. So you can take it from here, sweetest friends. And then he continues. And from here we come to the mitzvah v'higadata lebincha bayom hahu. And the Chachamim say that who is he telling v'higadata to? The ben that's she'eno yodea lishol. He doesn't know how to ask. And we said, wait a second. Why is the mitzvah dafkum, we're told, on the night of the 15th? On the night of the 15th, you have to be misapi yitzis mitzrayim to your kids? To which kid are we told? The she'eno yodea lishol. And we found that strange. But based on the mahalach of this maimer, we can taste the honey of what the Torah is teaching us. Dafka to the ben she'eno yodea lishol. Because for the very same reason that in the parasha of Bechorah we have the mitzvah of tefillin, we also have the haggadah to the she'eno yodea lishol. Because where is the makom hanochas tefillin, sweetest friends? Bereishis hamoach, at the beginning of the brain, where it all starts, where the thoughts begin. So too, Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the beginning, Machas Bechoros, which is the beginning, that's the Reishis, that's the Bechor, that's where it all began. That has to go into the brain, Bereishis Hamachshava, as a first thought. That has to be the first thought. If it would be derech she'ela v'tshuva, then what's the first thought? The she'ela, the question. And we don't want that, because then the Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, is it going to come into the brain as a reishis? So we're trying to achieve on Lil Seder, is we're trying to get to the reishis, to the beginning. Trying to get to the beginning of beginning. We know that Makas Bechoros is keneged the Maimer Bereishis, the Ten Ma'amaros, keneged the Ten Makas. So the first of the Makas peeled away the 10th Mimer of Maisa Bereishis, the 2nd Maka, the 9th Mimer, the 3rd Maka, the 8th Mimer, and then the 10th Maka, Makas Bechoros, gets us back to where? To Bereishis, Bereishis Nami Mimer, who the Gemara says. And it gets us all back to the beginning. And that, of course, is Shidud Ma'arachos HaTeva, that's Chiddush, that's Mamish Chiddush HaOlam. And that's Makas Bechoros. That's where we get to the Bechor, we get to the beginning, we get to the source. We get to the source, not a this worldly source. A source out of this world, that's Bereishis Bara Elokim. And that's Am Yisrael, that's our job, that's the Bechor. That's after the Av, that's the Beis, continuing from the Beis of the Father. And after here we get to Parash of Tefillin, which is Godless Hadas. You need Godless Hadas to get to that Reishis. To take yourself out of this little world of nature. To get out of the box. Think out of the box, as they say today. So we're trying to get here to the Reishis. What's the best Reishis? The best Reishis is the She'eno yodea lishol. The other ones aren't Reishises. They're all asking questions. Once you ask a question, it's not Reishis. But Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is in the parasha of Tefillin, Bechor, we want to get to the Reishis, just like Tefillin is Reishis HaMachshava. And Bechor is Reishis HaVlados. And they both have Kedusha. The Kedusha of going back to the source. The Kedusha of Chiddush. It's the first, it's new. The Bechor is new. The first thought that came into your head is new. Everything else is just a tolada of that first thought. So too, the ikar of Tzipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Reishis, and that's Dafka the She'eno yodea lishol, who doesn't have a shaila to ask. So the Reishis is the Yetzias Mitzrayim, not his question, for what you're telling him. And Loshem Chachomim Merape, the words of the wise are so healing. Because what do Chachamim tell us about the Ben that She'en Yodei Lishol? At Psachlo. You open up for him. What you tell him opens up his Koach HaSeichel. Just like the Bechor opens up his mother's womb. And that's the Adipus of Sipri Yetzius Mitzrayim. To the Ben that She'en Yodei Lishol. Over and above the Sipri to the other sons. Because here you're starting with him, you're opening up his brain with it, that's the beginning, that's the Reishis. Rav Yeruchim has a mimer. Oh, Rav Yeruchim Levovitz. On Reishis, and Yadus, and the Chashivas of Reishis. Everything goes back to the Reishis. Reishis are so important. And that's incidentally Nisan. But Nisan Nivra Olam, the Gemara says. It's the Reishis. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Maybe that's Pshat Nagodol. Yochol Me Rosh Chodesh. I might think you have to tell over the story from Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is the Reishis. It's the Rosh, that's the month, that's the root of the whole month. The root of all Yetzias Mitzrayim is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Valkein Amarnu, and that's why the Gadata Lebincha is connected to Kedushas HaBechora. Because in Makas Bechoras we see the Kedushas HaReishis of the Jewish people. And we see them three types of Reishis in this parasha. In Bo, Perikid Gimel, we have Reishis Koach HaOlada, Pidgin HaBen, the Ben HaBechor, the Moach, Reishis HaMachshav, a Tefillin. And then we also have Reishis Koach HaMachshav, Lemunas Kol Ikrim, and Ovmi Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Makas Bechoros. And the beginning of the Machshava, of the Amun of all the Ikrim that emanate from Yetzias Mitzrayim and Makas Bechoros. And that's the Vigadat HaLabincha, you tell him about the Nisan that he should have the right Amuna. And from what we're saying, we understand, we learn, that when we break up the sons with respect to Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, we don't intend that we tell the Ben HaChacham something different than what we tell the Ben that She'eni Odei Lishol. That what you tell the Ben is She'eni Odei Lishol, you're not telling the Ben HaChacham. No. It doesn't mean that you don't tell the Ben HaChacham what you tell the Ben She'eni Odei Lishol. What it means is that to the Ben HaChacham and to the Ben HaTam, you add on to what you're telling the She'eni Odei Lishol. She'eni Odei Lishol, you tell Vigadat Lebincha, him you have to speak to. The Tam you add Lefi Tumo. The Chacham you add Lefi Chochmaso. But everybody, all four children, they all need this Iker of Rishon, of Kedushas HaReishis, the Musko Rishon, that precedes every question. Just for the Ben HaChein or the Elisha, we stop here. And the other sons, we go on. And it's Bechakira V'derech Sheila V'tshuva. So we see the importance of the Ben HaChein or the Elisha. We think he's a loser. He's not the loser. He's the Yisod. Him you have to tell. He's the Psichas HaMoach. That's everybody. What you tell him, you're telling everybody. And everyone else just building on this Ben HaChein or the Elisha. And Rav Futner says, once again, Imamish teases us. And he says, Rabbeisai, ki advarim shen esbaru b'kan, einu ala rashi prakim, v'remazim kolulin. These are just rashi prakim. These are just general hints. Uv'sifsei navon tanua chachma, v'al piv yosif lekach. If you're a wise person, you'll be able to add on to what we learn, and expand on it. And it gives us a lot of food for thought. And if anybody has anything to add, I would love to hear it, and I hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezak in me, that I have Ha'aros and Ramazan, I understand the Ramazan here, and that we should all be Zochem Mitz Hashem to have the Kedusha of Reishis in our Tefillin, in our Emunah in the Bereishis, and the Bereishis Bar Elokim, to reach the level of the Shein Odei Lishol, to Maila the Shein Odei Lishol, that it's a Musko Rishon, that we're the Ben HaBechor, and that Kadosh Baruch Hu chose us to continue His work. And we should be zelchem et Hashem, v'lmol du l'lamed l'shmor v'lasos, v'l'kayim, it's called Divrei, Salmu Torah Sabi'ahava. Usually I point out, we learn Ma'amar of the Pachat Yitzchak, that he's mechalik into two sugim, two dinim. So where did he do that in this Maimer? So he did it with the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach and Tayag Mitzvahs, two different ma'arachos, two different systems, the system of Chiddush HaTeva and the system of Kiyum HaTeva. And therefore, we needed to be mekabel the Tayag Mitzvahs, because that's Chiddush, above nature. They didn't have to mekabel the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, they already existed, because Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach are just to preserve the world. Their job is just to preserve it, they don't need Chiddush HaDas. And this Chiddush HaDas, of superworldly Das, that's why Dafka, that's different, that's the two dinim of Yaakov and Esav. In the world of Katnas Hadas, Esav is the Bechor. In the world of Godless Hadas, Gedol Deya, God means to extend. Good Asik, good Achis, the Gemara says, extending. In the Das that extends beyond this world, the Gedol Deya, that's Yaakov, that's why it says, Vayigdalu Hana'arim. So two Sugim, two types of Bechors. And we're the Bechor in the supernatural world. And that's what happened with Makas Bechoros. And then we have the two categories of the sons. We have the Shana De'Elishol, which is a category bifnei atzmo, that all the sons are included in that category, of opening up the brain of Reishis HaMachshava. And then we have the other sons who are adding on to that, the Chacham and the Tam, and even the Rasha. Even though Pfitner doesn't mention the Rasha, we try to avoid that. But even his Muskel Rishon, like Rav Lubavitcher Rebbe points out, he came to the Seder. At least the Rasha is sitting around the table. What about the fifth son who didn't come? So we should be Zelchem Mitzvah Hashem, because even his Muskel Rishon, he got it to Levin Chabayom Ulei Mor Zitzis Mitzrayim. And that's why Dafka, when we are told the date, the 15th, because it's the 15th this night, that was the Ma'avar, that was the transition to the Bechor, to this Rishoniyut of Klal Yisrael, of Knesset Yisrael. And that's the Apsachlo, open up his brain, like the Bechor is opener, and the Tefillin is at the place of the Muskel Rishon. So we learned a lot of very important Inyanim and Yisodos here, and I hope that you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed learning this together with you. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.